The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Dual cognitive motor tasks more difficult, even in early MS stages. Even in early stages of disease, people with multiple sclerosis commonly experience more difficulties performing cognitive and motor tasks simultaneously than do people without MS, a new study indicates. The study, Cognitive Motor Interference in People with Mild to Moderate Multiple Sclerosis in Comparison with Healthy Controls, was published in Multiple Sclerosis and Related Disorders. Cognitive motor interference, or CMI, refers to a phenomenon where simultaneously performing motor and cognitive tasks, for example, walking while answering trivia questions, is more problematic than either task on its own. An emerging body of research is exploring how CMI manifests in people with MS and how this affects life quality, especially at more advanced stages of the disease. How cognitive motor interference affects people in earlier MS stages, however, and how this compares to CMI in people without the neurological disorder, remains incompletely understood. Cognitive problems particularly noted when MS patients walking. Scientists in Sweden conducted CMI assessments on 55 people with MS and 30 without the disease as controls. The MS patients were divided into two groups, 28 with mild MS, defined as a score of 2 to 3.5 on the Expanded Disability Status Scale, or EDSS, and 27 with moderate MS, EDSS scores of 4 to 5.5. Participants all underwent two physical tasks, one where they had to stand still with their eyes closed for about 30 seconds, and another where they walked at a comfortable speed for about 2 minutes. In both tasks, worn sensors were used to detect relevant measures, e.g. swaying in the standing task or striding speed in the walking task. They also completed a cognitive task in which an auditory tone was played at either high or low pitch. The tone would say words high or low, but the word and the actual tone did not always match. Participants had to say whether the tone itself was high or low, ignoring the word given, and they were scored based on their accuracy and speed. The participants completed each of these tasks separately. Then they completed each of the motor tasks again while simultaneously doing the cognitive task, dual task. For exploration of CMI, we used a cognitive task that challenges executive functions and involves conflicting stimuli, the researchers wrote. Across all the groups, there were notable differences in outcomes between the single task and dual task scenarios. For example, during the standing task, all groups tended to sway less when they were also doing the cognitive task. In the walking test, significant reductions in speed and stride length were recorded during the dual task condition. Across virtually all dual task measures, people with moderate MS performed more poorly than those with mild MS or people without MS. For example, in the dual task walking test, moderate MS patients walked significantly slower with markedly shorter steps and more time between each step. Moderate MS patients also had longer delays in responses under both dual task setups. The results implied that an increased level of overall MS disability is associated with a greater deterioration of motor cognitive dual task capacity, the scientists wrote. Mild MS patients performed comparably to healthy controls in the walking dual task setup. In the standing test, however, both MS groups swayed more than healthy controls under dual task conditions. In all dual task conditions, moderate MS performed worse compared to mild MS and HC or healthy controls. Mild MS also showed worsened performance in dual tasking compared with HC, the researchers concluded. These findings show cognitive motor interference in people with MS is present also in the early stages of the disease, they added. Performance on the cognitive task was generally worse during the walking dual task than the standing task, While the effect was seen in all of the groups, it was about 3 times stronger among patients with MS, the researchers noted. This indicates that the cognitive task is negatively affected when performing the dual task in walking in comparison to standing with PWMS or people with MS, but not within the healthy population, the researchers wrote. This might result from automaticity, i.e., the motor task can be performed automatically within a healthy population, but that they require greater processing resources in PWMS. Exploratory analyses showed that patients with signs of cognitive problems, assessed by the Montreal Cognitive Assessment, performed more poorly on the cognitive outcomes in both dual task setups. The researchers highlighted a need to further explore how standard cognition measures are related to CMI, both in general and in MS specifically. Further, development of specific training interventions for improved motor and cognitive dual task ability among PWMS are needed, they wrote. This news article is written by Marissa Wexler, MS, on September 27, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. The MS Wire, a column by Ed Tobias, published on September 26, 2022. MS news that caught my eye last week. Gut bacteria, strength training, robots, Gilenia patent. Gut bacteria are altered in MS, linked to disease progression. Several studies have indicated that the composition of gut bacteria in people with MS is different from that of healthy people. But earlier studies didn't take into account environmental factors, such as where the study subject lived or what they ate. In this study, researchers hope to improve the accuracy of their study by limiting subjects to the same household. They identified 16 species of bacteria present at significantly higher amounts in MS patients compared with control subjects, and 7 species at lower levels. The composition of bacteria in the gut is altered in multiple sclerosis patients compared with healthy people in the same household, a new study reports. That bacterial composition is affected by disease-modifying therapies and seems to be associated with disease severity. These findings could aid in developing new therapies to regulate the MS gut microbiome. Lower limb resistance training leads to upper limb strength gains. Why would exercising lower limbs improve upper limb strength? These researchers think it might be related to changes in brain signaling and nerve cell communication that have a broader influence on muscle function, rather than simply affecting one area of muscles. Whatever the reason, it's another sign that exercise can help people with MS. That has certainly been my experience. 10 weeks of lower limb fast velocity concentric resistance training, or FVCRT, led to muscle strength gains in both the upper and lower limbs in people with multiple sclerosis, according to a recent study. This form of resistance training, which requires muscles to be maximally contracted as quickly as possible when using conventional weight machines, also increased walking speed and endurance, and was associated with feeling less overwhelming pain and fatigue. Robot-assisted training for arms well-received by MS patients. This study involved people with MS who had a high expanded disability status scale, or EDSS score of 6.5. That indicates a significant level of disability, but the robot-assisted training in this research is only designed to improve upper limb function. My EDSS score is 6.5, but most of my disability is below the waist. I'd like to see this type of training applied to more than just the arms. A robot-assisted training program that uses game-like activities to improve upper limb function was met with high satisfaction and enjoyment by people with multiple sclerosis, a small study has found. Most of the participants reported the intervention improved their ability to do day-to-day activities, such as using a computer, eating, or playing piano. Novartis to petition U.S. Supreme Court to uphold Gilenia patent. This seems to be bad news for people who had hoped to see a generic version of Gilenia on the market soon. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has already approved several generic versions of Gilenia, but they couldn't be marketed until Novartis' patent expires in 5 years. Lower courts had ruled in favor of challenges to that patent, but now at least one of these challenges is being appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. It could take months for that appeal to be heard, so it appears that we'll be waiting at least that long for a Gilenia generic to appear. Novartis said it will petition the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold a patent that protects the dosing regimen of Gilenia, fingolimod, that's approved for relapsing forms of multiple sclerosis. The original patent was not set to expire until the end of 2027, which meant generic versions wouldn't be available to reach the market until that date. But a recent court ruling deemed the patent invalid, which would allow generics to be immediately launched. To read more columns by Ed Tobias and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel to never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.